finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. As we always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
You laughing at Big Bird?
Yeah, I am. We'll talk about that. We'll describe that later.
Hey, guys. This is Finish Each Other's. No, that would be the worst if we went back and forth. It's already horrible.
I know.
How cheesy and like, oh, we're a couple. This is our stupid show. I would be furious if I heard somebody else do that.
It's
Finish
like
each other sandwiches.
Were you going to say it? Or was I going to say it? Oh my God.
It's Chelsea Peretti's skater guy.
Oh my God, I can't wait to take gluten-free bread off my husband's butthole.
Oh. She has a great stand-up on Netflix. You guys should watch it.
You should watch that.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Mm-hmm. We are a fan of all of her endeavors, current endeavors.
Including her Instagram.
I don't follow her Instagram.
I do.
Is it funny?
Yes.
Cool. I'm glad everybody knows
it's
that
her
now.
Photoshopping herself into like pictures with rappers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mostly.
Isn't that featured on the show? I feel like it is.
What, that she photoshops herself?
Yeah.
I know that she's like into like
pictures
music.
Pictures of stuff.
Oh, really?
So we're going to tell some jokes today.
Weird.
We were...
Puzzles are destroying our lives.
Oh, God, yeah. So we have a puzzle on the table, and it's put together, and it's glued together, but it like kind of broke apart, and it's on the table, and it's very weird, and there's lots of puzzles around. So
we haven't... We've like can't move it off the table because there's also a puzzle on the ground next to us.
Undone. And then a puzzle on the wall.
And then a puzzle on the wall.
I like puzzles.
We're running out of... We don't have enough house for all the puzzles that we have.
We were influenced. What would you say? We were inspired.
Inspired.
There it is. Mm-hmm. We saw the Fine Gentlemen's Club at Deer Pile tonight.
Yes. Free show Wednesdays.
Weekly show on Wednesday nights at the Deer Pile. It's always a good time. You guys should go.
Weekly means it's every week.
Yep. That's what it means. But it was very good tonight. A lot of people were out of town for Cromfest. That's hard to say.
I know.
For it's not even a word. So now you're creating a word.
Crom.
It sounds like somebody messed up a word.
Comedy.
Comedy. Crom comedy.
Crom comedy.
Cromedy.
Cromedy.
Maybe it means crummy comedy.
Yeah, right. Crappy comedy.
Crummy. But they're all really funny.
They
so
are,
that
yeah.
Wouldn't be, that wouldn't fit it.
That wouldn't work. That is not... Don't quote us on this. Don't fact check us on this.
So we... let's see. We have a bunch of jokes, like a bunch of random things we thought were funny. And so we're going to tell them to you. Mm-hmm. What do you want to start with?
Well, you already kind of started saying how we were inspired by the Comedy Tonight Show. So do you want to do the Big Bird joke?
Oh, well, I mean, we heard this guy tell a joke. Eli
Uden.
Eli Uden.
From New York.
From the New York.
The New York.
And he was very funny. And we learned a horrible, interesting, and hilarious fact.
Hilarious fact.
Via a joke from him.
And,
which was
basically that in 1986, I believe, 87? Don't fact check me
just
on
say
that.
80s.
In the late 80s, the Challenger... was set to take off into
What's
space.
The Challenger?
The Challenger is a spaceship that was meant to inspire America mid-post Cold War, and they wanted to have somebody who was like an educator on the ship. And so originally they ended up going with a teacher, a local teacher, but originally Big Bird was supposed to be on the shuttle, and not just like him being filmed like walking up to the space shuttle. Like both the costume and the man who played Big Bird were supposed to be in the shuttle, and it disintegrated in space. It blew up. It everyone died. So that would have been
destroyed.
Like, and so all the children were out like it's out in the schoolyard to watch this ship take off, and it like, you know, blew up in front of everybody. But knowing that Big Bird could have been on there, it's just like, what kind of fucked up joke was this? Like,
all the children were looking up as the thing went into the sky and then it exploded. But imagine if Big Bird was on that ship,
right?
And all the kids watched Big Bird die.
Yeah,
like that would be the most brutal thing.
It would have been terrible.
We thought that was amazing. Not, just finding out about that fact alone made our night. So,
but it turns out Big Bird couldn't have been on the ship because he was too big.
That was the reason they couldn't send him.
That was what saved him.
So everyone uses Google Maps, right? So you use it to most of the time drive.
To map.
Every once in a while, I use it for biking. Mm-hmm. And I have used it for walking before.
Yeah, we can do it for walking. And walking. You can do it for buses and stuff.
So you can, yeah, I don't know why we're promoting Google Maps. It totally sounds like an advertisement.
Do you guys know about Google?
Can we get sponsored by Google? Because I would 100% take that sponsor.
Hard. You can probably just like say it. And I would take sponsor that sponsor.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna, in fact, let's just like plug it now, pretending like we're getting money for this.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll tell Google, and they'll just give us money.
Tell your friends.
Tell Google.
Tell Google.
Tell Google to give us money.
Tell
use Google Maps.
Next time you guys talk to Google, all you got to do is type it in the taskbar, and that's talking to Google.
Do you ever use a nondescript map on the computer? I'm not saying it's Google Maps. I'm saying it could be any map.
But probably it's sponsored. Probably.
This is so stupid. But anyway, the idea I had, I thought it was funny, was just you put in Google Maps and you have like walking and you have biking. But what if it was like just, what if it was like for a ghost? For something that could fly, and it's just a line from where you are to where you're going, a direct line, just like a straight in that direction. It's like
as the crow flies.
How do I go? Just go that way. You could walk through walls.
You're a ghost. Yeah, but like if you're a person, you know, they have turns and you have to take roads and things like
I'm
that.
I'm like, why can't I just go? Because like yeah. I think I saw the directions and it made me go up and all the way around. And I was like, ugh. I was like, I could just go straight and I'll get there so much quicker.
Right.
But I'm not a ghost.
So like, it's like incognito, but you're a ghost, yeah. You know?
So they have stuff here in Denver, a bunch of random things.
They have things here in Denver.
They have things. But they do a lot of things at their places. Like they have, at the botanical gardens, they have stuff. And then like at
they
the zoo.
They have art exhibits there.
At the art. But like at the museum, it's like these, they put on events. Like that place is a venue.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things they do is lights at the zoo.
Lights at the zoo for Christmas.
Yeah.
Right. And so we spent like our first Christmas here together last Christmas, coincidentally. And we're talking to people about things to do during the holidays, and everyone was like obsessed with lights at the zoo. And we live on the street where the zoo is. We live very close to it. So we, you know, we like the zoo and we've been there before.
They're like, have you been to lights at the
zoo? Oh my God, you guys should go to lights at the zoo. And I'm like, oh, do they put up like lights while you're walking around? And they're like, yes, but it's at night and all the animals are like in their cages and they have fake animals lit up in Christmas lights.
Instead of real animals.
I'm like, hold on. So there's a specific place meant to view live animals actively during the day, but you're putting those animals away and instead putting up fake animals. It's like, yeah, but they got lights on them. Like, yeah. Okay.
Like, it was like the way they described it. I was like, that sounds stupid.
That doesn't make any sense. And like, you could just go and see other houses that have lights up. Like, why does it have to be in a zoo? But it's not a zoo because you don't have the animals.
Like I appreciate that you took the animals away from like maybe like bright.
Right.
Flashing,
they shouldn't be entertaining you all
lights.
The time.
I'm glad that they're not like, you know, hurting these animals, like their eyes or anything like that. Like, thank you for doing that. But just put up lights somewhere else. It doesn't have to be. If you're not having the animals out, there's literally no reason to have it at the zoo.
There's a golf course next door that you could put these fake animals in instead and have us walk around and look at those. Like, that would be much more reasonable.
Then you could leave the animals in their zoo.
Right. And so
in their cages at the zoo.
The joke was that we were saying, like, you're walking around and there's, like, these fake animals, but we were joking as if they were, like, people dressed up as animals.
Oh, yeah, that
it's
was...
like, oh, look, Timmy, look at the lion. He's like, hi. Well, I mean, growl. Like, the person as if saying it. As if that makes it more believable. Like,
I mean, growl. Yeah.
Growl.
I don't know why we thought it was people dressed up as animals. And they're like, it's like cardboard cutouts of animals. Even worse.
Right.
It's a stupid idea. So we didn't do it.
So we didn't go. We instead made lights in our home and played with our other living animals.
The 4th of July is actually coming up in like a month or two.
Right.
I should probably do the math because it's the 4th. So no, I'm just kidding.
Ew.
Last year, though, we went to Estes Park. We went
right.
to
just outside
Stanley
of Rocky
Hotel.
Mountain. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about that before, but not.
But we, yeah. We were there and we were watching the fireworks at the hotel because it was raining and we didn't want to go down by the lake. So we were like underneath like a roof watching it. So that was
mm-hmm.
cool. And we were watching it. And if you don't know, if you've never been up to Estes Park, they only employ like young Russian women.
Right. Well, boys too. Boys worked in the restaurant.
That's true. Most of the bar staff. The restaurant and like
but
the
all
hostess.
The girls work at like the ice cream parlors, and they're like, which chocolate do you want? Door is that way. Take napkin on your way. It is cold. Like they're like.
But not
sharp.
As cold as my bed back in Russia.
but I am so thankful because I have the only bed in my city. When did this become like a Russia? I know.
They were like impoverished Russians.
Yeah.
I guess like. You explained it that they do.
No, they like they all band together.
They do really, that because you worked with them in Disney, right?
Yeah, and they come for like the season, and then they all stay and like they share like apartments with like six of them, and it's like a one bedroom apartment, and then they all go back during they bring all their money back to their family, or they stay there as long as they can and send money back to their family.
That's crazy.
Those girls, they're like beautiful, and yeah. They're all just like sad and like living in houses with like tons of people, and they just send money back to their family.
That's crazy.
It's insane. And they try to get married.
Like these are all like these are all facts and sad things, but at the
but
time
here are jokes.
But at the time, of course, it was 4th of July, the fireworks are going off, and we're watching them, and we're watching them, but we were also like, I don't know, we've seen fireworks our whole life. It doesn't like captivate us. Like it's the most amazing thing.
We're like, oh, okay, this is what we were waiting to see. All right.
Yeah, I mean, we're watching it. It's cool. I've never been super psyched on fireworks. They're cool, but whatever. We were watching them and we were like kind of making jokes and laughing and stuff like that. And everyone else is like fucking dead silent, like watching them like with their hand on their heart and their hat off their head, like this is America.
And everybody was from Texas too. And they were like, raise your hand if y'all are from Texas. And we're just sitting there like making jokes. And
so most of the people around us were either from Texas or from Russia.
Right.
And so it was like Americans and then people that I guess are, I suppose, envious of an America of some kind.
Right. The people who wish that they were in America.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I can't say for sure. But all I know is that there was like this group of, they were all worked there. They came out from like the restaurant.
Right. They let them outside.
When the fireworks, and they came out looking like children just coming out to like see light for the first time.
They were like running out to look at it. And then they like were standing, like putting their arms around each other, like taking pictures in front of the fireworks. And like, before we even make the joke, like I remember like they were like smiling and like, putting their arms around each other, and this like old Texan woman was like, excuse me, and they were like, oh, I'm sorry, like they were standing in her way, and they're like, get out of my way.
Like you could have moved. They were clear, and it like the joy on their faces, they were so excited and happy,
just happy to
see
like,
this
be here for this.
And of course, right, but we're behind them, and we're just like, we imagine they just start crying, and they're like, oh, it's my first American 4th of July.
And it's like, okay, like, not only are we, like, making fun of the fact, but, like, what other place has a 4th of July that's a celebration? It's only America.
I did not enjoy Russian 4th of July. They stab us with ice picks.
Yeah. Like, this is much more enjoyable.
Explosions happen far away, not in own bed.
I'm so glad the explosions are in the sky and not my building. I know.
You took it too far.
We just saw the Avengers. This is okay.
This is true.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
And they all did sound like the two Russians from Age of Ultron, if you've seen it.
They did.
That everyone sounded exactly like that. So they nailed the accent.
Mm-hmm.
The American Russian accent.
The American Russian accent.
These aren't real drums, by the way, in case you think that they are.
In case you were really impressed.
If you're like, shit, those sound good.
Right. Where can I get me some of those drums?
Magicians.
Magicians are things, also people. And so basically we were watching this video that was somewhat of like a magician PSA where he was like, this man was doing tricks, like magic tricks. The beard sound. This man was doing magic tricks and like girls were like sitting around him, like captivated by him, like doing card tricks and things.
Yeah.
And like they were in bikinis and it was like supposed to be funny. He was like, and that's how I get the ladies. And then,
I don't even know. Was the whole video about like picking up chicks with magic?
I think it was symbiotic with also teaching you magic tricks.
Oh, okay.
And it was saying like that's he would teach you magic because it would get you girls.
Yeah.
And so
it might have been on deep into YouTube or something.
Pretty sure it was deep into YouTube. That or like Adult Swim or something. But so anyway, he's like doing all these tricks and I'm thinking to myself, like, yeah, magic's really cool and impressive, but what girl is like, oh shit, Becky, did he just fucking know which card I had? Like, I don't know about you, but I really want a guy who can saw me in half. It's like, do you fucking psycho?
It should be like, it's like, oh, I really want a guy that can pull a rabbit out of his hat.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm going to take him home, let him saw me in half.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. That's good. I like that one. That could work. I like the magician one.
Also, I like what you did there when you said the thing about the magician.
I like that thing. I think it's funny. I also think it'd be really funny if a magician sat down at a poker game and like dealt himself in, but like played like a whole game of poker. And at the very end, everybody's like everyone puts their cards down like, yeah, at the end of a bet. And he's just like, is this your card? And like he was just playing the longest card game, card trick of all time.
And like, they're still impressed. And they're like, ha ha.
He's like, yeah, that was like, my card.
Yeah.
That was 2 hours ago though.
But then he leans in and like pulls in all the chips. They're like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that's not how it works.
Like, it's like a card trick version of David Blaine. Like,
he's like card counting, but he's like doing magic tricks.
The trick goes on way longer than you want it to, but you're still impressed by the end.
Yeah, right. You're still impressed. So speaking of being impressed, we were rather, should I say, bewildered, flabbergasted, disbelief. We're all familiar, I'm sure, with the Fievel movies. The Fievel Five? You know what I'm saying?
The Fievel Five.
That's what I said.
I know. I thought it was funny.
You were just repeating it. The Fievel Five.
The Fievel Five.
Well, and then in parentheses underneath, it's like, there's two. Like,
there was Fievel, an American title. Tale, and there was Fievel Goes West.
Goes West. I feel like there was a third one.
There might have been.
Okay.
We're not going to fact check that. But we're not going to fact check the fact that we thought that the cat in Fievel Goes West was John Candy. Not only did we think it was voiced by him, we thought his character, the cat, was actually physically drawn in the shape and like with the idea of John Candy in mind.
With the inspiration of John Candy, with a likeness.
Like, oh, he sounds like John Candy. He looks like John Candy. It's so funny.
It's a cat. It's a cartoon cat wearing a shirt. And we're like, oh, this is John Candy. Like, this is what he looks like.
We think this for days and we keep making jokes about
it. No, it was like...
No, it was days.
Okay.
Let's not debate it.
Okay.
And we thought it was really funny. And it was like, oh, you know, John Candy, the cat in Fievel Goes West. And then for some reason, we ended up looking it up, even though we were convinced that wasn't even...
We were certain that why would this ever not be real?
Right. It wasn't like we thought like... I'm pretty sure it's him. No, we were 110% sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was Dom DeLuise.
Completely
different person. And
he also is still a large, like roundish
white man.
Yeah, with a beard and like, you know, okay, this is kind of like John Candy. But then we were like, we saw that it was Dom DeLuise. And we're like, no, it's not. It's
right.
John Candy.
And like, we were like, oh no, it looks like and sounds like John Candy. It's got to be John
Candy. It's John Candy. And then we like, we
denied it.
Thrice.
Like Peter did to Jesus.
Yeah. still convinced it's John Candy somehow.
So you ever drive past Red Rocks, all of you people that live in Denver? Because you have, and you've seen that sign. I know you have. The point of geological interest. I still think it's funny. I don't care. I see it, and it makes me happy.
Every single time we see it, we say it.
I see it, and I'm like, oh, a point of geological interest.
I think the word exactly the word that makes it funny is interest. It's like interest. Like, oh, you know where I am.
I still every time I see it, I smile every time. A point of geological interest.
And I guess technically they're talking about Red Rocks. It's just the area outside of, and we hike over there. Yeah. Like we do these things constantly. We're like point of geological interest. Like
still think
I can
funny.
Cross one off the list now. This is one of my other points of geological interest. Like. A point. I have to
speaking
pull over.
Of geological, we have some geological puns that we think are hilarious. We were walking through caves. I think
guided by someone who was a professional. We weren't just hanging out in caves.
We took a cave tour and we walked through. I think it was the Glenwood Springs caves, and we made
that was the
joke.
First one.
But we walked around and we were like, imagine like probably what would be, I assume bats because they live in caves,
right?
And they could tell jokes.
Bats can, yeah. So we had read that bats were usually roosting in the ceilings in the upper caverns of like the caves.
Right.
And so we were like joking, making it like instead of roosting, it was roasting. So
but like a roast, like a comedy roast.
They're like roasting each other. So like the bat goes up there and he has like really bad puns. He's like, he goes up there. He's like, yeah, you know, that guy over there, he's a really good wingman. can. And then they just fly around like, ah! And like, they're laughing.
So when you see them like, you know, hang for a second and then fly really quickly and then go back to hanging, that's them laughing hysterically. Yeah. Just imagine that. It'll make you happy next time you see a bat. You'll be like, oh, he's laughing at a joke his friend made.
Right.
Such as,
I really like this rock because it has sedimentary value.
And they're like, ah! And they start flying around.
And I like to call it as I calcium.
Ah!
And I love life. I try to not take it for granted.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
And they're all like, ah!
Yeah, yeah. Flying around.
And we're like, look at those crazy bats like up
enjoying
there.
Enjoying their
lives. Yeah. The and cute little bat lives.
You'll enjoy your life if you think about bats like that instead of like just as random wild animals.
As the only living human reservoir for disease.
That's a point of geological interest I'd like to see.
Yeah, right? What, a diseased human? A bat that is diseased a human?
I was very happy to hear that they were finding a cure for the white nose syndrome.
Aww.
Because those poor little bats, of them got infected and died because of this terrible disease. Little bitty bats.
Little bitty bats.
They're laughing at jokes. How could you even be mad at them?
I know. They look like they're wearing like little black tuxes.
Also, geo. Point of geological interest. Also.
A character.
A character we created while we were, I think, on our honeymoon.
It was after. It was when we drove through Moab. And when we were driving, and we made it driving between Moab to Black Canyon of the Gunnison.
Oh, okay.
And we were making, it was awful. So we basically made up this joke. I don't remember how we got to it, but I think we were making a joke about like education, funny things like that.
Yeah.
And we were joking that there was like a mascot who was a globe, who's like a geography like mascot. And he's like, he has sunglasses and like high top tennis shoes. He's like, he spins himself around. He's like, they call me Geo. I put the G in geography. And I'm smooth.
They call me Geo. It's G-E-O.
G-E-O.
I'll take you anywhere you want to go.
And like, we kept like building on this character. And
he has
like,
a school rap. So it would be like, basically it would be on like Schoolhouse Rock
or like, you know, in the morning announcements or something like that. but so we made like a whole, obviously we took it way too far. And there's like a whole side story where he's like miserable. And he goes backstage after singing and he's like lighting up a cigarette. And Smokey's back there. And he's like, hey, Geo, how you doing?
Hey, Gio, can I bum one of those off you?
He's like, I thought you quit, Smokey, after you burned down a forest.
You weren't there.
He's like, but then like Smokey like snaps back. He's like, yeah, Gio, tell me about that global warming. He's like, ah, shut up, you don't know nothing. So this is Geo, and then we kept saying that like he ended up like getting really nonchalant and he started like saying really inappropriate things at the end of his songs.
Well, the rap like kept going, like,
yeah,
that was as long as it was like shown, but if you let him keep singing, he just starts getting more and more inappropriate,
vulgar. I can't remember.
Like
he's like I like to take you down under. He's like, you know what I'm, and then he like points down and they're like, beep.
Like, but he was really just pointing at Australia, but it's like, you're taking it too far.
Yeah. We know what you really mean, Gio. On account of one time he took out his...
And then he has sunglasses and he like takes them off.
Does he have like eyes in addition to like...
Right, no, I don't know.
Because like they'd have to create more land to be his eyes. Like I don't... Those aren't real... Those aren't real...
Those two white circles with the black dot that's on the map, those are Gio's eyes.
Those are Gio's eyes. No, that is the land of Indonesia. Like, no, those are Gio's eyes.
Those are Gio's eyes.
Come on.
So if you had listened to our first All the Jokes, when we just did basically the same thing and riffed on a bunch of ideas we had,
mm-hmm.
We talked a lot about the Beatles. And like our go-to is either the Brooklyn accent or the English accent.
Sort of like a super exaggerated Monty Python with like Eliza Doolittle from My Fair Lady.
Yeah. Like, I think it was the very first show episode we did. We talked about the Phantom of the Opera. The Phantom of the Opera.
I think that's the first time we really made that joke, because when we made the Phantom of the Opera joke, we're like, what? Meanwhile, like they have like beautiful voices and they're like opera singers and we're like, what? Like,
and like we've just been taking the English like accent like a step further every time we do it, and we'll just be like walking around like, oh, who's this bloke over here? I see him, he's growing his hair, he's got a crooked beard. You're like, what? A crooked beard? kookaburra?
You know, like in November, you don't shave your beard, so you got a kookaburra.
So you got a kookaburra. It's no shade in November because you got a kookaburra.
Because you got a kookaburra.
Kookaburra? Is that what you're saying?
Are you talking about the native bird to Australia, the kookaburra?
You know, like, I don't understand. It's like kookaburra. You know, Mr. Crooked Beard. Crooked That's beard. What you're trying to say. Yeah, Crooked Beard.
Hey, yo, Crooked Beard. That time made less sense than before. I can't even understand you.
What are the ridiculous things that we make up with the English accent?
So, well, not exactly English, but, let's see. So also, we were riffing on Patty Boyd before, and we were just
licking
taking...
Licking teeth.
Licking teeth. And we were just making this, like, female accent take, like, so many different personalities. So one of them is, like, giving, like, fake slang to, like, different objects, like sunglasses. And she's like, you know, we're like, you wake up in the morning and you open your blinkers.
It's like, oh, the sun's in me blinkers. The sun. I got to put my glasses on.
But the sun gets in my blinkers, so I got to put on my sunnies.
My sunnies.
And then sometimes you got holidays, you got like Christmas, you got Easter, you got 4th of July, and then you got Thanksgiving, and you sit down with your family on Thanksgiving and you think about the things to thank.
So you think about the things you thank.
You thank. And then you fank them.
So if you write it out, it's like, think the fangs you fank.
Think the fangs you fank. Meanwhile, like, they don't think celebrate the Thanksgiving or the 4th of July.
That's true.
In Britain. Those are not
They're
holidays.
Like, oh, this is my first American 4th of July.
4th of July? Ain't got any fireworks?
You know, I got the fireworks the other day. Is it 4th of July in America?
How many 4th of July? You got 4.
And then we were like just taking out like the vowels, so it's just like all consonants.
Yeah,
you're talking
with apostrophes.
Like, also, you can't understand a word.
Those
you
aren't real
say.
Words. I feel like you're not finishing the word you're saying. Spaghetti. 505.
Spaghetti day.
505.
And then continuing the accents. We were watching something. We were watching them about the Avengers because we're obsessed.
Because it's amazing.
And it was. We found out that the actor who plays Thor
is Australian.
100% Australian. Super like strong accent, and we couldn't handle that because we think that's like the funniest accent.
He's like
to
this
ours.
like big like attractive guy. He's like a heartthrob, so to speak. But like we kept like making him speak, and we're like, oh, but he only says the names of the people that he's speaking to. So he's this like very well put together actor, like very clean, but he goes up to him and he's like, hi, Robert Downey Jr.
hi, Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, and Scarlett Johansson.
Like, just all the Avengers, but by their name. Like, by this time, they have to be friends. They've filmed these movies.
Yeah,
they've acted
several
together
movies.
For hours, days, weeks, you know, months, whatever. And, like, they have to be on at least first name
of
basis.
Of course.
So, like, could you imagine this? But, of course, it's because of his accent. He's like, ah, Mark Ruffalo, Samuel Jackson.
Robert Downey Jr., I'm Chris Hemsworth. Don't tell them who you are. They know who you are. They know
right.
who you
are. Chris Hemsworth. I'm Thor.
Like, can you imagine if this was really his personality and he was just so, like, forgetful and, like, but he's, like, so hot that they're just like, just let him do it. Just let him talk about himself. Like, let him introduce himself every time he meets you.
Basically, if you watch, I think it's, like, the last episode of the third season of Portlandia, Bill Hader does a guest spot where he plays an Australian guy and he does the most ridiculous voice of an Australian guy.
And it's super exaggerated. It's just like we did.
We think about it literally daily.
Daily.
So that's our biggest inspiration for that voice.
Right.
I'm Birdman. Going to walk about.
Yeah. What's your name? Peter.
Say your name.
Peter.
Just Fred Armisen and Bill Hader are fucking incredible.
Oh my God.
And like, it was just their scenes together are so good.
It's probably my favorite episode.
I love
of
both of them so much.
I know. What's up, Paul Rudd? We were kind of talking about the Earth and things on the Earth, in the Earth, beside the Earth.
Earth Day. Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth. Breathmans. I'm Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I'm Philip Seymour Hoffman. And you're watching up. Wally.
No, it was Wally.
You're watching Wally.
Hi, I'm Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I'm so glad Big Bird didn't die in that.
I am glad that Big Bird didn't die in that. Because you know what? That would really mean that, like, we wouldn't have grown up with Big Bird.
What, like, but it's not like, we could have just, it's a character. It's not a, I know it's a person.
No, but how would, but they explain death to kids on Sesame Street before.
That's true.
They wouldn't just be like, he's bad. He's like,
he's back. And then, and like, but he's like all like black and burnt.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. He's like, it's like, but then their excuse is, we've got to teach kids about like burns sometime.
What, like, if he's like, looks like a cooked chicken? Yeah. Like a fully cooked rotisserie chicken.
And like, he doesn't move. They just keep changing the shot to like a fake chicken sitting
on
the set.
A fake rotisserie chicken.
With the voice coming out of it. But they're like, well, I don't know. Like, we should teach kids about death, but also like, when are they going to learn about shuttle accidents and like rocket explosions? Gosh. I don't know. I guess now we should teach them.
No, they'll learn. Thanks for not dying, Big Bird.
Thank you so much, Big Bird.
We would have had to watch a fully cooked rotisserie chicken teach us things up at Sesame Street.
That's definitely what they would have done.
I bet that's the reason that Oscar the Grouch is so grouchy. Because his best friend died.
Because his best friend died. I'm a big grouch because my best friend died in front of my eyes. And in front of the nation.
Like, all right, you could be a little angry. It's okay.
A little bitter.
Thanks for joining us, guys, and enjoying the stupid, silly laughs that we have.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed as much as we do recording them.
And did, and do, and does. Have a good night. You. Good day.
Have a good everything.
Thank you.
That's good. That's good. I like that one.